My name is James Galvin. I'm a professor of history at the University of California, Los Angeles. DeBath, you're absolutely right, started out as a pan-Arab party, as a socialist party. So the whole idea that, you know, in the old days, Arab socialism was built upon this idea of a social and economic justice, all that was being violated in the most recent period. Islam is not incompatible with democracy. I mean, it's people live their Islam in different ways. They are Muslims in different ways. Why wouldn't Islam be just as open, or Muslims be just as open to democracy as, for example, Catholics, Protestants, Jews, or whoever? Well, Turkey already, first of all, is a model. I mean, if you talk to people like Mohamed Morsi, if you talk to people like Anoushi, they talk about, you know, the sort of like a Turkish model that they want to follow. Laicism is, you know, it's Turkey's unique, of course, in the region for that. I mean, even Israel, for example, is not.
What would you think of a model like the Turkish Islamic Union, which means Islamic countries and Turkey coming together with the leadership of Turkey, but which will embrace Israel, Armenia, and Russia, so it will embrace Christians and Jews also, and which will bring peace, unity, justice, security in the entire area?
Well, there's an old saying in English, from your mouth to God's ears, so that would be wonderful if that were to take place.